This is Norma Whitcomb with A Window for Women, God's Word and Norma's Notes, my biography, part one. It is a privilege to talk with you about the Word of God via this new monthly e-newsletter. Perhaps I should introduce myself by telling you a bit about myself. However, the main purpose of this window will be to glorify the Lord and encourage our hearts together in His Word. I was born into a Christian home in a little hamlet near Kingston, New York. I accepted Christ as my Savior at an early age, and from then on had a burning desire to serve Him. God directed our family to a church with a strong missionary emphasis. This exposed me to the need of lost souls in other lands. From then on, my focus was the mission field. The burial of my mother the day before my 16th birthday and the sudden death of my father that called me home during my junior year in college were part of God's plan to cast myself on Him. His Word promised that He saw my need and He cared for me. If I may adapt a verse of Scripture, "For the ways of a man and a woman are before the eyes of the Lord, and He ponders all his and her paths." Proverbs 5:21. He certainly did that. He was my Elroy, my one who sees. Heartaches are the means of our becoming bitter or better. The choice is ours. God directed me to continue my walk with Him, and I've never regretted making the better choice. I entered college with only one purpose, preparation for the mission field. In my senior year, I met a war vet with the same purpose. One year later, Robert Pritchett and I became one. After further preparation, we set sail for the Philippines, and God led us all the way. He gave us the desire of our hearts, which, of course, was His outworking all the time. After 11 years in the Philippines, we took our second home duty assignment for the purpose of receiving higher degrees, planning to return and continue teaching in a Bible institute and seminary called Phoebus. God had other plans. Robert died from a heart attack while jogging. Again, God sustained me and added another chapter to my life, teaching me who He is so that I could know what He could do for me. He was my El Shaddai, my all-sufficient one, my rock, my refuge, a very present help in time of trouble. Psalm 46:1. To be continued.